Less stress, more focus, and how to find your purpose. In today's solo episode, I'm going to talk about the reality of feeling stuck or overwhelmed, how to have less stress as you find your purpose, and some tricks to pursue our big, crazy goals in the healthiest way possible. Now, as always, feel free to DM or email me just to chat, or I can answer your questions on the show when we get around to them. Also, the newsletter is really taking off recently. It's been a lot of fun sharing tips that help you get clarity and design your dreams as stress-free as possible. So be sure to sign up to the newsletter. Just keep learning if you haven't already. Let's get into today's episode. It's probably the most common question that people ask me. And as I said, I love your questions. Keep them coming. But I get this one all the time. How do I pick my niche or my niche? Because I have so many dreams and I don't know which one I should work on. Now, once you remove your dream blockers, you're going to have a ton of ideas. And those ideas, they can feel really overwhelming. I know that I have a journal for books that I could possibly write that has like thousands of ideas in it. And so picking becomes the much more important thing. But I put picking in air quotes when I think of this, you know, those little bunny ear quotes, picking, because you can do them all eventually. And this was a really freeing idea for me. A friend of mine, Jamie Masters, recently I was chatting with, and I really look up to her because she reminds me of things that seem simple, but a lot of times are easy to forget. And one of these things that she mentioned last week was, Justin, you can do all the things, but the fastest, least stressful way to do them all is actually in sequence, one at a time. And so the question becomes, what is your one thing for now? Not forever, but for now. And once you figure it out, then you put all the other things on a parking lot, a bookshelf, you jot them down, have some kind of system to get them out of your brain, but you focus on your one thing for now. There's a lot of regret and overwhelm when it comes to finding your purpose, your meaning, your North Star. And it's a really popular topic. Just try Googling any of those terms. But it all starts, no matter what term we use, with self-awareness and true self-awareness, where you're being actually honest with yourself. If you want to start a business creating donuts or cupcakes, but you're stuck in a cubicle or selling cars, then you're not truly being honest with yourself. So I'll talk about the specific steps to figure out what your purpose is. But first, I want to talk a little bit philosophical because it's the underlying stuff that's really important. We often feel stuck or behind in life, and this mostly comes when we compare ourselves to others. I remember, like it was yesterday, as a kid, I wanted to play hockey in the NHL. 4 years old, 8 years old, 11 years old, whatever. And then it shifted to wanting to play football in the NFL as I was a teenager. But either way, really wanting to be that professional athlete that would go volunteer their time at local children's hospitals, sign autographs after games because it makes a kid's day. And I got to be some version of that. Did plenty of fundraisers, signed some autographs, but it wasn't quite the mountaintop that I wanted to climb. I got pretty high up, but not all the way. And I can remember in the off seasons, I would go watch pro sports, the Lions playing football, Sens or Red Wings hockey, and I'd be looking at those pro athletes standing for the national anthem before the game, getting all jacked up and ready to compete. And I would always feel a bit of jealousy combined with regret about why I didn't figure out that goal. Like, why couldn't I friggin' figure it out? They did. What makes them better or more capable than me? And it wasn't an easy feeling. When I first started creating on social media, the same kind of thing happened. I'd look at fellow creators with big podcasts, YouTube channels, people living their dream life as content creators, and it gave me a similar vibe, that icky sort of jealousy feeling. But the good news is that this time I was playing an infinite game. And that's one of those sneaky little tips to play a game that can last forever. But another one is to use jealousy as a green flag. These jealous feelings happen to all of us at least a little bit at some point. You know, you see a friend of yours maybe posting pictures when they're flying around the world, doing photography, filmmaking, maybe crushing it as a music producer or with paintings that they sell or street art or shoe or designing clothing. And these sort of pangs of jealousy hit when you see the stuff that they share on social media and you see other people achieving things that deep down, maybe you want to achieve something similar. And there are a few foundational things to keep in mind when we deal with stuff like this. One is actually a positive approach. I love how Mel Robbins talks about the idea of using jealousy as a sign. Instead of a red flag, we should allow jealousy to help us as a green flag. We can learn that this maybe is something somewhere in here that's telling us that we want to pursue this in some way. And in that way, jealousy is actually a huge positive. But these negative feelings of jealousy and regret and feeling stuck, feeling behind, are also completely relative. And that's the second thing to keep in mind. Someone like Donald Trump could have even felt this way the last few years about Biden, for example. And I certainly know that if you've seen any of the interviews about Charlemagne talking about Post Malone, he feels this way too. There's jealousy at all levels. It doesn't really matter. It's not a feeling that is specific to any one level of success. And the good news is that means everyone can also achieve feeling like they aren't stuck, like they aren't super jealous or regretting, regardless of the level that you're at. And the third thing to keep in mind when we're looking at this topic is that we should surrender our results to the universe anyways. I'm reading an awesome book right now, The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, and it reminds us to simply let go of results in our life, to ride the events of your life like waves on the ocean. But something that a lot of people actually get wrong about surrendering is not understanding that in healthy ways, we can and we should exercise our will and be an active participant in the decisions that we make. So keeping your moon in sight as you land among the stars, detached from worry about results, is the actual key. So let's assume that you do feel like you could be a bit more focused on the positive elements of your pursuits. You understand that you need to let go of control or anxiety about how it all plays out, but you do want to get more clear on your purpose. You want to feel less stuck because you have plan A. How, in this case, do you find your purpose in a healthy way? And there's three steps when it comes to picking your thing. And I actually just did this with a client yesterday. This is always one of the most fun things that I do. Hands down, it is my favorite way to spend time with someone else one-to-one, reflecting on activities, topics, or subjects that invigorate you and helping you recognize that once you figure that out, you don't need to hold back. You can let your imagination and your true interests guide the actions that you take day to day. So here are some prompts that can help. Number one, define your skills. When you think of traits and skills that you're good at, what comes to mind? What skills are you really interested in? If you have someone or some people whose opinions you value enough to ask, then ask them what they think your strengths are and add these to the list. And finally, what skills would you love to improve? Which is a fun one because you don't necessarily have to be good at this. It's what skill do you want to get good at? Two, name your passions. What are a couple topics that you would love to learn about? What are you really interested in that fascinates or intrigues you? And name as many things that you can do that bring you into a state of flow. Things that you would do all day, every day, for free, and time would just fly by. And the third piece of this triangle of figuring out our purpose is who do you want to serve? Is this for you or for current or future customers and clients? Who already overvalues what you do, is really appreciative of the things you do or the problems that you could solve for them? And what brings you fulfillment with your work? with the people that you serve. Who do you like to work for? Now we take those three things and we put them together. It's time to identify what the highest scoring ideas are. It's not a true science, but math does come into it. It can be one of the easiest ways to look at this subjectively, because it's your own opinion, but objectively in the sense that you're going to kind of rank these. So take all of the ideas that you have about skills and passions and interests and make a list of 1 to 10. If you really already know what number one is, then you have it. Congrats. But if you don't, then think of up to 20 missions that you could go on to achieve a life goal and list them all out. Now give each of these ideas a score from 0 to 100 by asking the question, how excited would you be if this goal came true? Little side note, to rank each idea, just turn your brain off. Ignore your inner critic. Don't worry about what others might think. Don't second guess your ideas. Don't reflect on how original it is or the likelihood of success. Don't even worry whether or not you would do it as a job, hobby, vocation, or career. Simply ask the question and see what your heart and gut say back. Now, which passion has the highest score? That's your one thing for now. The pursuit that resonates with your deepest desires and aspirations. For some of us, this takes a little more reflection. You might have competing passions or many ideas, and if that's the case, get your list down to just as few as possible and spend some time in reflection. For some of us, you might feel stuck still after all this thinking, and in those cases, it can be really helpful to just work in reverse. Ask yourself the opposite question. What do you not want in your life or daily routine? Consider what you would rather not have. Eliminating options can often clarify your true desires. So engage in a reflective activity like walking or yoga and ponder deeply about what does not bring you great joy. What could you care less about? What values or lifestyles are not really important to you? And this, if you compare it to your skills, your interests, the people that you know you want to serve, and you add it to what you don't want to do, it can definitely help you focus on figuring out some other ideas that you actually do want. Now, if you're still stuck, definitely reach out and I'll see if I can help you really quickly. But I love this quote from the super popular kids show Paw Patrol that I've heard a million times. It definitely rings true here. All you can do is try your best and forget the rest. We often think that climbing a certain ladder is the key to feeling great, but really, a great person is one who needs nothing. All we can do is try our best and forget the rest. Besides, when it comes to ladders, we don't want them leaning up against the wrong house anyways. And this is why I used to use the handle Just Tries, showing that all we can do is embrace some embarrassment, confusion, and try to figure this shit out. If it's worthwhile and a big-ass crazy goal, then it's going to be difficult. It will take a lot of figuring out, a lot of trying. And the more time, patience, and consistency that we achieve, the more that you'll be confident that you want this anyways. So in that way, time is really helpful. It's also most important to keep your foundation intact. Death or illness gives us the perspective that we need when it comes to our purpose. And the foundation of health, wellness, and relationships are true freedom. I love this quote from Confucius, "A healthy man wants 1,000 things, but a sick man only wants one." Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for success. I want 1 million podcast listeners and newsletter readers. I want to be able to publish successful books and make films, but that needs to come after my foundation is intact. Eating well, sleeping well, meditating, exercising, being a good parent, husband, family member, friend, and then finding alignment with those big, crazy dreams. Fundamentally, it's just math. To do this stuff, takes a lot longer than we think. And that's okay. One final thought, there will be unknowns. Uncertainty, feeling uncomfortable is super normal. But it's important to remember that it also doesn't go away. Living with uncertainty is truly the key to hitting your next level because it's truly unpredictable. If you don't get excited about living with uncertainty, then you simply cannot make progress. I really love when people in the JKL community ask questions, so keep them coming. Fire us DMs, replies, comments about the topics that you'd like tackled on the show. I've done so much learning about how to succeed in the creator economy, how to help you gain clarity over your goals and design the life of your dreams, that whether it's on the podcast or the newsletter, I just love sharing it. And your feedback and questions really keep that flywheel going. So I appreciate all of you. Until the next episode, all the best. And remember, just keep learning.